Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell fires to first and picks off Snyder. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Olander moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Olander scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Veral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro takes first base on ball four. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez takes first base on ball four. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles is walked intentionally. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell juggles the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Brown moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cardenas. Harrelson scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Zoilo Veral's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veral's is 0-for-1 in the game. Veral's strikes out. one out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargan bunts in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hargan. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew scores. Reese moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Zoilo Verhaals. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum strikes out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-3 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.